There's an unveiling happening today down at Olympia Leisure Centre, right beside Windsor Park, and it's the unveiling of a beautiful, as described by his sister Barbara McNary, a beautiful statue of George Best. George Best, arguably, and the debate and the discussion, of course, will rage forever, arguably the greatest footballer in the world ever. Some people will say, of course, he's been surpassed in recent times by others, but he's always in the debate, always in the debate. He's got an airport named after him. There's a hotel that seems to be coming on stream that may or may not be named after him. It doesn't seem to be opening just yet. Some hesitation with that hotel, but certainly there's a plan for a George Best hotel. There's a George Best Belfast City Airport, and now there's going to be a George Best statue also. So, honouring one of the great footballers, if not the greatest footballer of all time. And of course, they've been singing about him. And when they sing about him, they sing about him in style. And Don Farden took this into the charts. And boy, could he play the game, arguably one of the best in the world. Now, anytime we mention George Best, we get the same reaction. We get the same reaction all the time. Northern Ireland football fans, Man United fans, fans of football generally, come through to remind us of how brilliant he was. And I see Ron sums it up very well there. He says, superstar, super talent, first pop star footballer, gifted, a genius. That's George Best. And there are loads of others who will be coming through comparing him to Messi or Ronaldo. You can see them beginning to pop up on the screen here. There were people talking about this even before I mentioned it. So George Best, the footballer, the icon, the pop star footballer, the gorgeous looking guy, all of that is being honoured today. But there's two texts here, and we get them, and here's the most, I suppose, severe of them. And it comes from a lady called Jennifer, and she says, why do we continue to honour a drunk, a drink driver and a wife beater? Let me speak to Amanda Ferguson, who's written on many issues, including women's issues, in her columns and in the newspapers. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Frank.
Amanda, I have to say, as a football fan, I think there should have been a statue to George Best, you know, 30 years ago, never mind today, because even though I never supported Manchester United, I did see him play for Northern Ireland, and I am aware of what genius is, and the man was a genius. But his life was tarnished by very high-profile events that women suffered at the hands of him. And indeed he was. Jennifer's right, he was banned for drink driving, and he certainly had a problem with alcohol. Is it right there is a statue being revealed today to this arguably greatest footballer of all time?
I think that there, I have to be careful about what I say here, because in Northern Ireland you're not allowed to say anything critical of George Best, or football fans go mental at you for it. I think that there's a couple of issues at play here. George Best was undoubtedly an amazing footballer, a great talent, and I understand why football fans love him so much. I get why people would want a statue to him, and as you said, there, you know, maybe should have come a long time ago. In the setting that's in, by a leisure centre, by Windsor Park, that seems appropriate to me. The airport and the idea of a hotel seem a little less appropriate, because it's got nothing to do with sport. You know, if you think someone like Dame Mary Peters, there's a Dame Mary Peters athletics track and statue to her there, I understand that. But, you know, something like the airport, with someone like Harry Ferguson, you know, agriculture, Formula One, first person to build his own plane, would that not be more appropriate? Like the idea of this hotel that is in the pipeline, you know, with a big statue of him lurking over the top of the building, is totally inappropriate. Like, you know, imagine like naming somewhere that has like a bar after George Best. It just seems outrageous. Like, but I do understand why the statues happen, and I think that it feeds into that conversation about flawed heroes, about people, you know. George Best even said himself, you know, remember me for my football. And yes, most people do remember him for his football, but a lot of other people remember him for not being very good to women, not being a particularly good father, you know, going through, you know, more than one liver, and not being, you know, a particularly good sort of role model in terms of his relationship with his family, I suppose.
That, however, could be explained by addiction. George Best was a victim of addiction, and many people across the country are, and they find it very hard to beat what has taken hold of them.
Yeah, well, I understand that alcoholism is an illness. I get the seriousness of that, but people do have choices in life in terms of their conduct. And, you know, he I think he knew himself that, you know, he wasn't perfect, and nobody's expecting anybody to be perfect. But I think that we have to be careful about how we remember, you know, our heroes in a sporting context. If it's a pitch, if it's something to do with a sporting tournament, if it's a bursary for young sports people, you know, if it's a program around healthy choices for young sportsmen, that would be brilliant. But, you know, stuff around, you know, airports and like particularly this idea of a bar, you know, that hotel bar. Like, can you imagine, like, you know, the George Best cocktail lounge? It's totally inappropriate. I really hope that project doesn't get off the ground. But I do understand that people will separate the flawed human man from his footballing prowess, and I do understand that. I wouldn't be saying that, you know, the statue that's been unveiled today, it's a disgrace or anything like that, because in its context, you know, it seems reasonable.
I can see people on the text using what is an argument that we've heard many times before, that if he was such a difficult man to be married to, why do both his former wives retain his surname? They seem very proud to be associated with him.
Well, I suppose you would need to ask them about that, but I suppose whenever abusive relationships come into play, you don't know what reasons people have for that, but I don't think that takes away from his personal responsibility for his own behaviour. You know, I think that his son, Callum, has spoken very sort of movingly in the past about the difficulty of growing up with, you know, an alcoholic parent. And, you know, we've heard of all the stories about, you know, his abusive nature, and that just can't be swept under the carpet. It's the same whenever it comes to, you know, people like Michael Jackson or Woody Allen. Like, various allegations have swirled around about them in their life, and that makes, you know, you don't hear many Gary Glitter tunes played in nightclubs or in bars anymore, and that's for a reason.
Yes, but we should emphasise that the three people that you used as examples there, there were connotations of them being involved with sexual child abuse. There was never a connotation like that ever about George Best.
No, not at all. His issue was about, you know, being the sort of hellraiser and the wife beater and the bad dad in terms of the bad things about his personality. But I think that, you know, today football fans will gather, they'll unveil the statue to him. It's in a sporting location, so that seems fair enough to me. If that's, you know, he's not going to be wiped out of sporting history because of his feelings in his personal life, and I understand that people do separate people from their art, as they say, or from their achievements. But it would be a different matter if it was, you know, you were attempting to name a women's hostel after him or a pub or something.
Okay, Amanda, thank you. Amanda's opinion, yours are very welcome as well. 02890 333 105. Stephen has a point that he wants to make briefly. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Stephen. Amanda Ferguson painting a perspective on George Best that some people don't really want to hear. What do you say?
Well, firstly, Stephen, like yourself, and I'll keep this very short and sweet, I'm a football fan, first and foremost. I didn't particularly support United. In fact, I detest him. However, as a footballing personality, he was the best in the world. And just come back on to what Amanda said there, I'm absolutely livid on her, the way she said, you know, she with, you know, Gary Glitter and Michael Jackson, you know. I mean, that is an absolute terrible comparison, absolutely shocking comparison. Look, we all know George Best's faults, but you pick me one person on this earth that hasn't got a fault. I mean, if we're going to go down that line, then I'm sure that lady, Amanda Ferguson, we could start picking on her points, the job she's got in writing columns and everything else. You know, there's maybe some things she's done in life that could...
Okay, well, we'll not judge Amanda, but the point is that you're saying that not everyone is perfect. Is the flawed genius of George Best, briefly, deserving of a statue?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, you think of most geniuses, and I'm using this. Most geniuses have their flaws. Look, we all know about his addiction to alcohol. That's fine. Look, I'm no Christian by any means, but let those without sin cast the first stone.
Okay. Thank you, Stephen. News is next.